Picken County Open Space and Trails has opened a new world for mountain bikers at Sky Mountain Park since 2012, but some are saying it's destroying a key habitat for area wildlife. I checked out the newest trail in the network to see how the program balances ecological concerns with growing demand for recreation. It's early fall, about to rain, and trail builder Andrew Masison is a bit behind schedule building the new Seven Star Trail. Most of this work is completed with small bulldozers, but on steep terrain with thick stands of service berries.
To cut it, you have to crawl all the way to the roots, and so you have to kind of force your way through with a chainsaw, and you can tell on this side hill, it's pretty challenging.
Masison watches as one of the dozers moves along the Seven Star Trail.
As he's going right now, he's choosing whether to create a roller or create a drain, where to circle around some vegetation or not.
The route and the type of equipment used to build the trail depends on a variety of factors like slope angle, soil type, and the aspect or direction it faces. Ted O'Brien is the trails manager for the county's open space program.
You let the land kind of dictate what the trail's going to do, because ultimately we're going to build the safest, most sustainable trail that we can produce that doesn't infringe on wildlife habitat.
Many bikers are pleased with how the Sky Mountain trails have turned out. Open Space and Trails Director Gary Tenenbaum says there was a pent-up need for easier, more accessible mountain biking in the Aspen area, and it's visible on the trails.
I mean, I've gotten hugged on the trail, and they find out that, like, I'm partly responsible for all this, and I've been a proposed marriage.
There are about 13 miles of single track now open to bikers and hikers in Sky Mountain Park, which sits near Owl Creek between Aspen and Snowmass. And the new 4-mile Seven Star Trail is in the final stages of construction. Cyclists ride through oak, sagebrush, and serviceberry.
To the untrained eye, it looks like shrubland, and it's not beautiful and verdant like a subalpine forest or an aspen forest.
Local ecologist Tom Cardamone has been educating Aspenites on the environment for about 40 years through the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies and the Snowmass Discovery Center. His eye is trained to spot prime habitat for wildlife.
That intermediate ground between winter and summer range for elk and deer is so rich in terms of food for all forms of wildlife, songbirds, birds of prey, small mammals, large mammals. And I would say trails in that zone are particularly concerning to me.
Cardamone also helped to establish the Open Space and Trails program in 1990. He recently provided feedback as the organization wrote its recently adopted biodiversity policy, asking for more monitoring of wildlife and flexibility in seasonal closures. Many of the public comments urged for more thorough consideration of wildlife habitat. Open Space and Trails officials say wildlife studies are the first step in planning a potential new trail, like Seven Star. This research, which is done by biologists, identifies potential impacts to wildlife and dictates winter or sometimes even year-round closures for protected areas like migration corridors. Tenenbaum says this analysis is extensive and leads to a successful balance, even in sensitive places like Sky Mountain Park.
From all our consultants so far, the wildlife that was there before we put the trails in is still there.
Seasonal closures can help. Tenenbaum says most people follow these rules. This year, only 6 people were captured on motion-sensing cameras set up to enforce the winter closure rule. Tenenbaum attributes most of the success in protecting wildlife to the 75 acres of habitat improvement projects that happen concurrent to trail construction. This includes things like reseeding as well as larger projects. On Sky Mountain, crews mechanically remove sections of old oak brush to mimic wildfire and revitalize the habitat. After 5 years of development, restoration, and recreation, Open Space and Trails will revisit the management plan for this area next year. This will be a chance to review the goals and monitor how well the program has balanced biodiversity and recreation. In the meantime, the Seven Star Trail, which will extend the Rim Trail and connect to the Snowmass Rec Center, is set to open in early October. O'Brien says bikers and runners should be excited.
Luckily, it's pretty topographic with Bless back there, so it was easy to create something that's going to turn out really cool.
Elizabeth Stewart-Severy from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.